This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can you trust somebody who says they like both the Browns and the Steelers? I want to ask you that question after we hear from Jason Day, who during the U.S. Open was asked about his, was it Steelers? Yes, a Steelers-colored bag. And he says, well, I like both teams.
I noticed that your bag is yellow and black. You were wearing a Man of Steel outfit today. Is this an homage to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
You know what? No, unfortunately not. I do like this deal. I do like Pittsburgh sports in general, even though I do live in Columbus, Ohio, and my favorite football team is the Cleveland Browns, even though they have a rivalry. My second favorite team is Pittsburgh, and I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for that. But, I do have the Pittsburgh colors on today, so I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot for that, and here we are giving you a lot for that. That was audio courtesy of the U.S. Open. NBC Sports. Do you trust a person who likes both the Browns and Steelers?
Do you trust Joe Hayden?
Can you trust a person? He played for both. Played for it. That's a job. It's different. Do you trust 216-474-0092? Can you trust somebody who says they like both the Browns and Steelers?
Yeah, it's like these are obviously heated rivals, but always laugh when there's a politician from like Illinois that has to talk about both the White Sox and the Cubs. I love them both. Well, you're a politician and that's kind of the deal, right? Or in New York, same thing, Giants. And I do not think he really, if he likes both of these teams, he probably doesn't really care about either, is what I'm guessing.
You don't have to come out and say you like the Browns or care about the Browns if you don't care about the Browns or any other team for that matter. Because it was always like a thing where like, hey, Jason Day is a big Cleveland sports fan, and I feel like I've been lied to.
Right.
You didn't have to say any of that stuff. Like, his wife's from Columbus, and we all know, like, the incident where, like, what LeBron dove for a loose ball and accidentally hit his wife, which was, not good at all. But I was like, well, they're big Cavs fans. They're at the game. That's the way it goes. They're big Cleveland fans. And then when you say you like both of them, it's like, well, how can you say you like both of them? You don't like both of them. There's no way. Like, I don't like it when somebody, like, I'll be with people. And they'll be like, well, I'm a Steelers fan, but I don't mind. I want the Browns to win when they don't play the Steelers. Go, no, you don't. You just want to tell me that so I don't give you hell, even though there's no reason for me to give you hell. Don't act like you don't sit there and watch the Browns suck up the room against other teams and laugh your ass off. There's no way you don't laugh your ass off.
Now, here's the question. Do you cut him some slack because he's from Australia and, on the radar of things that matter there, it's probably what? Australian rules football, rugby, cricket, soccer. So
how long have you been in the States?
Oh, he's been here. It's been a long time.
Okay,
now.
How long has he lived in Columbus?
A while.
Okay, so he's lived here. He's been here long enough. I mean, that's long enough to learn. That's long enough to know.
Sure, but
we'll cut some slack here.
But if you move to Australia.
Uh-huh.
And
cut me some slack for a few months, and then all of a sudden it's my job to learn it.
You're telling me in 10 years in Australia, you would care about Australian rules football and rugby and cricket?
I wouldn't say that in the first place. Like, if I were on some news channel, I don't know what news channels they have in Australia. I'm sorry?
Newsmax.
No, do they have Newsmax over in Sydney? Boy. Say I was on, like, Sydney's TV station. Fox 8 Sydney, right?
They love the opera there. So
W-S-Y-N?
You're doing opera radio.
Whatever.
There.
And they asked me a question if I, like, who are the... See, I don't even know. I would just say, well, I'm a big American football fan. I'm from the States. I'm a big Browns fan. Like, that's what I would say. I wouldn't say... And then if I did start to find some allegiance there, I'm sticking with the allegiance. I can't just come out and say I like both things, because then I'm... It's just not the right thing to do. Pick a side and go, or don't pick a side at all. One of the two. At the beginning. Because it sounds like he's not picking a side at all right now. But when you've already picked a side in the battle, you can't go out on national, worldwide television, it's the U.S. Open, and then say you like both teams. That's an insult to both Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it just sounds to me like he's not... The stakes aren't very high when he's watching a football game. He's just like sitting on his couch going, whatever happens, happens. This is all gravy to me.
Because a lot of people who I've heard say that, they're just not big sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just weren't a big sports fan, all right, if he's not a big... Why did he feel like he had to come out and say it in the first place then? That's years ago being a Browns fan. Why do I feel like he had to come out there and say it in the first place?
It's pandering.
He could have just said, you know, he could have just sat there and said, you know what, I know that we're in this area in Pittsburgh sports, and you could say you respect Pittsburgh sports. I respect the Steelers.
Why does every news anchor that gets hired from another market when they come to Cleveland, absolutely, all of a sudden they're diehard Browns? Guardians, like, actually, you grew up in Pittsburgh. Like, you're just faking it. And the minute you leave, you'll be back on that bandwagon.
If I would have went to the Milwaukee job,
mm-hmm,
and you saw me one day and I was head to toe, like, I was wearing a cheese head and Packers jerseys and things like that, could I get away with that, considering we have a very good friend who's a Browns fan but considers himself, ooh, also a Packers fan, who used to get very, very, very upset when we would throw that in his face? Do you remember how mad he used to get?
Oh, yeah.
We can't name him because he's not here to defend himself, so I don't want to say too terribly much about it, but that used to be something that if we just wanted to get him upset, it was an easy thing to do. And he would get really agitated about that. And then we go into the whole rigmarole of the 1995 Browns moving and all that other stuff. But if I were to show up and I was wearing a Bucks jersey, even though Bucks basketball jerseys don't look good on fat guys, I was wearing a big Bucks jersey and then I was like Mr. Brewers, what would you say to people in Cleveland? Would you or would you not, if you were hosting the show and I was up in Milwaukee?
Ridicule.
Yes. Say that I was the biggest fraud of frauds. Now, what he does when it comes to this isn't as serious as what we do. That's fair. But he had the perfect out. He could have just said he was a big Buckeye fan. Did his wife go to Ohio State? I imagine she did.
I thought he met her here in Cleveland doing the tournament when it was at Stonewall.
I have no idea. You would know better than I would.
Yeah, I thought that was the story.
They live in Westerville. She's from Lucas.
Lucas County or Lucas, Ohio?
It just says Lucas.
I have no idea. She might have been in college here, and I thought the story was that she was a waitress at one of the local diners, breakfast spots.
Did you see the bag, by the way?
No. Is it like a Steelers bag?
No, it was a DeWalt bag.
Oh, boy.
I think there was a lot of people out of touch with what was happening.
Who was asking the question?
It's somebody from NBC Sports that's like a golf person.
Those are the... See, I didn't know
that. At least the bag that they're showing him. He's also in... He has American flag shorts on and a USA windbreaker. And he's from Australia, guys. Pick a side.
They got the same color scheme over there, though. I mean, you can kind of...
No, I mean, these are American flag shorts. These are not...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves for just a moment. DeWalt bag. It's got to come up on social media right here. Yeah, it's the sponsor.
Okay, what are the colors?
DeWalt tools are always yellow and black.
Bright yellow bag.
So there was clearly some confusion here.
Yeah.
The person asking the question doesn't know the color of DeWalt tools.
And also, the big word DeWalt on the side.
It wasn't a giveaway.
I'm not saying the person who is asking.
Sponsor thing.
The person asking the question doesn't need to know the tools. But they don't know that DeWalt is a major sponsor in sports over the last 30 years at least?
Mm-hmm.
Do they still sponsor NASCAR? They sponsor football. Well, they sponsor a lot of other things.
You're asking me. You're supposed to be the guy that answers that.
Well, I don't. So how many different sponsors do we have now?
You're part. So, you're Team Green. So
had this have been a Makita bag, you would have been course. Oh, big Seattle Seahawk fan. Clearly,
Milwaukee Tools, but those are red and white.
Yeah.
So what color scheme is there with big Packer fan? Well, those are green and yellow. I don't know what are you talking about. DeWalt Tools or DeWalt Tools? Now I feel bad that he was put in that position. I'm still not going to trust him because he didn't have to say it. He could have just said, well, that's the sponsor's colors, and I love me DeWalt Tools and this, that, and the other, and he could have done that.
Do you think Jason Day can name 20 NFL teams?
Yes.
I bet he can name all the AFC North teams.
I'm just getting the vibe that maybe
those are the two teams.
He just adopted the local team, and that's what he had to do.
I mean, maybe that's fair. That's perfectly fine.
It is the one pro sport that is his off season, right?
Yeah, and you know, his in-laws.
I'm sure he's probably on the road during his off season.
I wonder if that's part of it. For the in-laws, are they like a house divided? Yeah. One of those things?
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, fine. Were you okay with the rough being so bad for the U.S. Open?
Make it work. Make it as bad as humanly possible.
See, one time when they played that one out west, like where Seattle is or wherever it is, and they were all burned out. It was like a burned out green and burned out the fairways and everything like that.
Yeah, oh, and they don't call it. Hey, you hit into the manageable.
Well, fairly put. I remember being on CBS Sports Radio, and I was like, "Yeah, I like that. I like making it tough." And I got cussed out dumping calls.
Why?
Because they were saying that these are the best golfers in the world and they want to see them at their best. And I go, no, I want to see them
struggle.
We
have tournaments for that. That's the thing. We have tournaments all year that do that. Go look at the normal pedestrian stops on the PGA Tour when the winner is at like 28 under par.
Yeah, and my whole...
We see them play great golf.
Well, my fight of it was, it's going, wait a minute. I'm not trying to say that I want to see them just like me in so many words. If I were to go play at Oakmont, would I break 150?
No.
Exactly.
You wouldn't.
So them getting even and me not even being able to break 150, like, I'm not pulling them down to my level. My level is not even finishing the round. My level is me either quitting in frustration or playing so long where I have to leave, or I just decide to give up and go over the rest of the ride with all the other guys. Like, that's what my level is. So I like to see them. I got to tell you, not every tournament. I don't think it needs to be every tournament where the rough is where you completely lose the ball. Or it's even the first cut is still a little bit difficult to make. It doesn't need to be that bad every tournament. I think that's what separates the U.S. Open. But yeah, I think it needs to be difficult. I think it needs to be a hard thing to do. Yeah.
I think it's great. Now, it's unfortunate that the names weren't at the top because that's what delivers the ratings for this tour. Much like we say in the NBA, you need certain markets to get the big ratings. You know, they all can't be the NFL and the golf. I imagine the ratings will be really bad for this. And if you're a golf fan, you don't care. You know, you love the stories of these guys. Like, I didn't realize the story of the guy that won and his quest, like an all-time grinder to try to stay on tour. He lost his card at one point, got it back, and he's had this very slow ascendance. And now he's having the year of his life. I was correct. It wasn't the PGA Championship. He was a runner-up. It was the Players' Championship. But what an incredible year for this guy. And then to sink that putt with the conditions, what they were, and that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I now wish I would have watched more. As I feel like, you know, I wasn't really paying attention because none of the big names were towards the top all weekend.
Daryl Ryder joins us. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys. Mitch loves the Guardians and the Yankees, so.
Yeah, and how many people take him seriously and how many people trust him? I know I don't. I don't think the rest of this room trusts Mitch.
I don't get a sense of anything that Mitch likes at this point. He threw me off so much with that early Yankees, Guardians. Oh, they're locked up in a series now. My allegiance is going to be torn. And now I'm like, do you care about either?
Wow. Strong words from Tone. All right. Daryl, your thoughts on not just Mitch, but everybody else.
You know where I stand, Ken. Can't be a fan of two teams that play against each other.
I'm thinking of the
certainly can't be a fans of rivals. Like, that's like you mentioned Buckeye fans. It's like Buckeye fans saying, "Yeah, I love my Buckeyes, but them Wolverines are pretty good too." Like, what are we doing?
Pick a team. Well, Daryl, let me ask you this question then. With the Gardos, is it time to ask the if question? Is the season on the brink if the season is over with? Like, those are the questions that I have to ask, or is this not the time yet to do so?
No, they're in trouble. I looked it up last night. Since winning that series in Detroit, they are 6-13. They have scored less than 4 runs in a game 11 times, and they've been shut out 4 times. That's not a little blip on the radar now. This is a month here that this has been going on. They've got 3 hitters in that lineup. Let me rephrase. They have 3 legitimate major league hitters in that lineup. The rest of it is what it is. I was joking yesterday when they put out their lineup before the game that was, with the exception of having Austin Hedges catch and bat 9th, that was the, oh, hey, look, we're actually trying lineup.
Trying. They're not trying.
Well, I'm being a little tongue in cheek that's how bad they are offensively. Half the team's hitting below 200. It seems like the way they played last year, the get them on, get them over, get them in. That doesn't exist this year with any level of consistency. They have more power at the plate than they did a year ago. The problem is all the power is of the solo variety. Jose Ramirez homers yesterday, solo home run. This offense is it's pretty pathetic right now. And I don't know that there's a fix. I know fans are calling for prospects to be called up and that. I got news for you. AAA pitching's a little different than the big league stuff.
Yeah, whoa, but they want some. Well, okay, tough talking, Daryl. They at least want someone they can be excited about. Or at least interested in.
They sent Will Wilson and John Kenzie Noel back to AAA, and all of a sudden the bat is fine in the baseball again. Whereas they were up here and they couldn't hit it into the ocean.
Well, I think you're highlighting, though, and I'll say it for you. I think you're trying to say it. These are 4A players. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem saying it. Yeah. It's a 4A baseball team, with the exception of the pitching staff, Stephen Kwan, Carlos Santana, and Jose Ramirez.
And yet, Daryl, we started the show wondering, does it seem like the season, it could be over? Does it seem like this team has no juice, can't do anything? And yet I look in the wild card, they are 1 game back of a playoff appearance, another playoff appearance. So How do you balance that? Like, right now, it doesn't feel special, doesn't feel like this team could be one of the all-time great teams or anything like that, or make a run and duplicate what they did last year. But we know how baseball is. If you're just within a few games of the wild card, like, why not? So where are you on that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They're not for real. At least right now. That's not to say that this thing can't turn around and they become for real. Right now, they're not for real. I don't care if they're a half game out of the last wild card spot or they own the top wild card spot. At 500, they're a threat to nobody right now. Until they, again, until the bats start finding the baseball with regularity and they start scoring more than 0, 1, and 2, 3 runs per game with consistency, yeah, they scare nobody.
Do you think Stephen Vogt is guessing right now?
I think he might be searching for answers.
Guessing for those answers,
yeah,
looking.
Just, you know, trying to push the right buttons. We've seen it now for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I think that's fair to say, Ken.
Darryl Ryder.
I mean, I would be too if I was sitting in his chair.
Well, yeah,
right? I mean, looking at the roster he has to work with, yeah, I'd be doing the same thing. I love seeing it on social media. Well, you got to fire Stephen Vogt. Why? What's that going to solve?
Who's saying they got to fire Stephen Vogt?
Oh, I saw some posts yesterday.
Okay, but anybody can create a social media account. So
I know it's ridiculous. What's he supposed to do at this point? It's not his fault. He can't go out there and play.
Well. Sorry to hear all this, Darryl. This is really distressing right now. This is really distressing.
I mean,
stuff.
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to sit here and tell you everything's going to be fine?
No.
Was I supposed to go Frank Drebin on you? Please disperse. Nothing
no.
to see here.
No.
Everything's
just,
fine.
You know, just it's.
I mean, that's just, you know, I'm not upset in the least bit because, like, this is what I expected this year. I never thought that they were real contenders this year, based on the offseason they had. I thought they were going to be anywhere from a 500 ball club to maybe they get 10 games over and compete for that last wild card spot. Well, they're 500 right now, and they're competing for the final wild card spot. So for me, they're kind of meeting expectations.
But are they really competing for it? Because, you know, when they add the extra wild card spot, you know, my thought was, well, it might put pressure on teams to add instead of give up, but I think some teams are just going to stand pat. Like, I think the Guardians are much closer to finding a trade for Emmanuel Clase or something like that than they are adding. I don't think they're adding to this team at all.
I don't think that they're going to be buyers at the deadline. If anything, as you allude to, I think they'll be sellers. I'd hate for them to trade Clase. I'd hate for them to trade Carlos, but the business of baseball is the business of baseball, and you know they have to try and set this thing up to be as competitive as they can be for as long as they can be. And to that organization's credit, while this has been frustrating to watch here in the last couple of weeks, the track record of the organization is very, very good. They're usually very good on the trade market, and they're usually pretty good when it comes to fielding a competitive product that fans enjoy watching. Just unfortunately this year, nothing really has materialized, and offensively they're in the tank. I would not expect that the front office is going to go out there and invest a whole lot in this particular season, but try and invest for 2026, 2027, and 2028.
All right, Darryl, let's shift to the Cleveland Browns. A lot of buzz about what's been going on now that they've dispersed for another month plus.
They got some OTAs this week. We're not invited to
the
watch
ones that
them,
we could actually see. Yeah.
Right,
so
yeah.
The stuff we've seen, it seems like Shedeur Sanders, there's been a lot of positive buzz. But we do have this clip from Eric Mangini, former Cleveland Browns coach on the Colin Cowherd show, saying, hold up just a minute.
I'd say the numbers have to be taken with a gigantic grain of salt. There's a lot of learning going on for him, and to see the numbers, that's positive. But he's also working versus the back end of the roster, so his numbers should be a little bit higher just based on that as well. The other issue with Shador, it's not accuracy. It's how well he can deal with pressure in the pocket, the constant need to extend plays, the unnecessary sacks he took. And you're looking at an offensive line and a team in Cleveland that had one of the worst percentages of sacks given up last season of anybody. So I just say you can get excited, but don't be too excited.
So, Daryl, are we being irresponsible hyping up anything that we are seeing from Shador or anybody? When there is no pocket, there is no pass rush, there are no guys getting hit or tackled or even breathed upon.
I would never say that you're irresponsible there.
Oh, thank you, Daryl.
Hyping a little much? Yeah, possibly. But that's your job. I mean, you have to go based on what you see, right? And what we have seen so far looks pretty good. But I 1,000% agree with everything that Eric Mangini said in that clip that you played.
Go ahead, Daryl. I'm sorry. I'm kind of taken aback by the term irresponsible because I'm going, well, it does seem to be irresponsible to me, but how can I trust those charting these completions and things like that, know what they're looking at? How can I call you irresponsible if I don't know what you're looking at?
Right. And that's why, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and say you guys are irresponsible because you're hyping up a kid that looks good in minicamp or during the offseason program here. That's your job, is to tell people what you see and hear. And right now, it's all positive with Shador. But at the same time, there is a lens that I think you have to look at it through. And the reality is he's not gotten any first-team reps. The reality is that, yes, it is coming against a lot of back-end guys. Also, too, I don't chart completions, and this is exactly why. There are plays where, I don't have the practice script in my hands. So when I'm seeing the quarterbacks rolling out of the pocket, I have no idea as I'm watching that, is that what has been game planned for this particular practice? Or is it, okay, yeah, the defense is clamped down and the quarterback is legitimately trying to extend the play? Because believe it or not, they game that type of stuff into the practices. So, it is grossly unfair to just base opinion off of completion percentages in contactless mini camps in OTAs when, again, we don't know what you're really looking for. You're looking at mechanics, the footwork, the accuracy of the throws, or receivers having to reach here, there, and everywhere to try and catch the football, which we've not seen from any of these quarterbacks, really. They're all pretty accurate out there, which is something we're not used to seeing during Browns practices. I'm not going to sit here and say you guys are irresponsible just because you're talking about a kid that has looked good during the offseason program.
I mean, I'm irresponsible on a lot of other things, but I'm not irresponsible when it comes to this, brother. That ain't happening. Okay, that's it. Tone, take it away.
Daryl, what else has stuck out at you? People talked about whether or not this is going to be a circus, that Shador is here and Jimmy Haslam inviting the circus to town. With the draft pick, I mean, have you even seen much in the way of national media descend upon?
It's been pretty calm.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything abnormal. Yahoo's come through. USA Today's come through. ESPN's come through.
They got me out there for a day.
They got you out for like 20 minutes. Then you had to go babysit.
Wow. Talking trash about Tone. Tough talking, Daryl. He takes no prisoners.
Ken Carmen hanging. Ken had to go solo. Yeah. I noticed.
He's a nice young man.
My wife did not, nor did the in-laws, they did not care about Brown's camp. They did not care. It was, you better get here.
Go back and listen to the Quinshon Judkins interview I did with him, 92.3thefan.com. He's a very fine young man.
Yes,
a good young man and thorough. All right, Daryl, Limey got any parting shots before I let him go?
No, that's fine.
All right, Daryl, I'll see you in hell. Thank you for the time.
All right, guys.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Also, I should have asked him, did he get invited to the wedding or?
You know what? I imagine if Daryl would have been invited, he definitely would have been.
Oh, we got Daryl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Daryl.
I was not invited to the wedding.
You and I should have hung out.
We should have had
our own version of a Galentine's Day.
You should have been like John Daly outside of the Masters when he's on the outside selling merchandise. Now that would have been a nice distraction.
Great. That would have been great. At the end of the driveway of the country club going, hey, how's everybody doing? Sitting in a lawn chair.
Heard the fireworks show was spectacular. So,
oh, it was incredible. And you know me, huge Bill Maher fan. Somebody who's just on Bill Maher was in the way. Tim Ryan,
wow.
Senatorial candidate, was there. Actually, outperformed other Democrats.
Was he walking around telling everybody how awful the Haslams are for trying
no,
to build
you know
a
what?
Stadium?
Whoa,
before.
He wasn't. Darryl. I just wanted to throw football with him. Because remember in all the commercials,
he's a former high school quarterback. Yep. Tim Ryan actually went to my high school.
Yeah,
he
was
went
a
to
legend,
JFK,
right?
Yeah.
He was an Eagle.
Yeah, he was.
I'll be dipped. Well, you learn something new every day, mm-hmm. Daryl. All right, thank you for the time.
You bet, guys. Have a great week.
I'll see you, Daryl. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Schaub & Jewelers. Daryl Ryder with some explosive comments about the Cleveland Guardians. Was he wrong, Cleveland? Was Daryl Ryder wrong to say that they are in trouble and scare nobody?
They're in trouble. Since winning that series in Detroit, they are 6-13. They have scored less than 4 runs in a game 11 times, and they've been shut out 4 times. It's pretty pathetic right now. And I don't know that there's a fix. Until the bats start finding the baseball with regularity and they start scoring more than 0, 1, and 2, 3 runs per game with consistency, yeah, they scare nobody.
How much trouble are the Guardians
in? Yeah, he wasn't even excited when I'm like, well, they're still a game within the wild card. And Daryl's like,
well, because Owen.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
That's what stopped me because I'm coming in this morning and I'm going, man, they're in a tough spot because baseball's a game where the second you start ripping on a franchise, the second it's over, at least with the Guardians in this city, there's been definitely franchises you could bury in May and they ain't digging themselves out of it. How many times have people wanted to say this, that, or the other about the Guardians in a negative way, and then they go out and they win 8 in a row? And then, hey, they're right back in the thick of it. I think that for the fans that want to use them as some sort of a calling card about why baseball is bad or Major League Baseball is bad, cheapness, whatever. I think they're a tremendously frustrating team. So I'm on my way in this morning, and I'm going, I can't ask people whether or not they think the season's over. It's way too soon for that, and they're 35 and 35. But what tells me that they're going to continue to do what they've done last year? What's going to tell me that they're going to get out of this funk and move forward?
And they don't look anything like last year's team right now. They're 500. They don't look anything like last year.
And the wild card is the part where you go, well, they're only a game out of the wild card. Yeah, because there's an extra wild card.
Yeah.
So you put the extra wild card in there because it does. It keeps teams kind of in it when there's only two, when there's two wild cards instead of just one.
But yet, what did the Red Sox just do?
They traded away a player. One of their biggest players.
And the Red Sox are a half game ahead of us.
And so I think that that's a misnomer. That second wild card is a misnomer. I thought there might be some fan bases who could make their teams do some things. And I think in some special situations, maybe they can. Maybe if you're a game out of the wild card or you're right there in the thick of the wild card, depending on your ownership situation, you end up buying in. And that can turn into a weird conversation very quickly, so I'll leave that part of it there. But when you're a game out, does anybody think the Guardians are going to add to this team whatsoever? No. No, not at all. Not even on the margins. Like, they are, I think they kind of are what they are now. And that doesn't mean, like, well, they won't get better as a team. They're in a batting funk right now. I'm sure that they'll start to get out of it a little bit. I don't know how much great they're going to be, how much better they're going to be, but they'll get out of it a little bit. But they're not going to go out there and add even on the margins when it comes to trades. They're not going to add big names. They are who they are. And this is what your group is going to be, with the exception of a couple of guys getting called up. This is what your group's going to be here. So it's either sink or swim. So if you're a game out, I think a lot of people expect them to sink.
Well, you glossed over the call-up thing. CJ Cephas is obviously the one everybody is.
That's not an addition that people should rely on. CJ Cephas coming up or Chase DeLauder coming up. Am I to expect them to just hit the cover off the ball and to propel us into the postseason? There's been guys in the 130-year history of Major League Baseball have done it, but you can probably not be able to name it off one hand. So that's unfair to them. It'd be totally unfair to CJ Cephas or Chase DeLauder or anybody else coming up to expect that type of output. And what Daryl says about the 4A players that you have is right. John Kenzie Noel, fun story, nice guy, probably a 4A guy. A Crash Davis, if you will. Hopefully that'll be wrong. Hopefully he'll come back up, and I don't know if he ever is going to. So you kind of are who you are, and I don't want him to trade anybody away. I kind of want them to hold on to what they have and see if they can just make this rotation, if this rotation can start to get better. I know Luis Ortiz was not good at the beginning of the game yesterday, obviously. But my goal has totally changed in the thought of, all right, get me to the postseason. Now I'm kind of thinking, yeah, I'd like to go to the postseason. I'd like my starting rotation to look good. I'd like four of my young guys to look good in this rotation. Get Luis Ortiz going. Get Ciccone going. You know, he's only 25 as well. He's had some nice outings. Obviously, it goes without saying, but I'll say it, Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee. And then whatever Logan Allen can give you is whatever Logan Allen can give you. That's where you're at. If I'm wrong, please, 216-474-0092. Like, but that's where you're at right now. And I think the trade that you're probably going to talk about is probably trading away Emmanuel Clase. Keith in Akron, hello.
Hello, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, Keith. Go ahead.
It's kind of crazy, but, you know, with Cleveland's baseball team, it's basically a Triple-A team. And then, well, you just talked about Class A, and, you know, you don't know anymore, excuse me, if you're going to get Emmanuel Class A or Emmanuel Collapse A, you know? You know what I mean? Hello?
Oh, you did break. You broke. Keith broke up. If you could just repeat that.
I'm sorry. I said, and with their closer, you don't know if you're going to get Emmanuel Clase or Emmanuel Collapse.
Did you get that? Oh. Owen's saying the thing.
No, run it one more time. Try it one more time.
Oh, okay. I said, you don't know if you're going to get Emmanuel Clase or Emmanuel Collapse.
There's something wrong with it. Can you call him back? Keith, call back. That's so frustrating. Okay. It's annoying when a caller has something and we just can't get it over the air because I just want people to be able to hear it.
Okay, can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Or are you
good.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Right here. This got to be the one.
okay, I said, you don't know if your closer, if you're going to get a manual class A or a manual collapse A. That's all. Oh, well, we must have troubles. I'll talk to you guys another time. Have a good day.
It's frustrating. I can hear his turn signal. That's the thing. How can it be that I can hear the turn signal throughout the call, but then other parts of the call are dropping out? I don't get it.
That'll be four bags.
That'll be four bags, Mr. Bellot.
How much trouble are the Guardians in? 216-474.
Not as much as that joke.
That was a rare four-banger. We don't often get a four-banger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.